विष्णु पदाय गौरप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशवतीं अतिमत्त चरित्राय श्वासितानानि च वाणी जीव दुखे सदात्मा नाम परिवर्तन नमो विष्णु कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती दिना श्रीवास भानवी देवी दैताय कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान महाभूतोज्वल परिमत श्री रूपानि भक्ति श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रह वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधु पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णव नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौर विषय Tomorrow, very auspicious day, the birth of Jagat Guru, Om Vishnu Parsishma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. And also, very auspicious birth, in this auspicious day, Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj departed from this world. He was very fortunate to go from this world on this very day. You know all about Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he is the root of preaching in Western countries. He inspired Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj to preach in English language and Western devotees in whole world in English and to establish centers and to translate authentic books like Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita and others. He was very qualified. So Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati knew that he can do, fulfill my desire. So one of his arms, that is Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, is sent to Western country and knew that how in a couple of years he everywhere established preaching centers and how he distributed books and engaged all, about millions of devotees in his mission. All were inspired. All used to know that, our Gurudev loves me more much than he knows. His preaching and his all qualities are really coming from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Swamiji has adopted Guru Parampara from Brahma up to Srila Prabhupada. But now some devotees, thinking that we are very high class of devotees, want to glorify Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj by that we are Srila, not Rupanuga, but
Prabhupada.
This is cutting the feet of their Guru Devu. Please do not do. Rupanuga is Guru Rupanuga. Anyone cannot take that place. He is Nitya Siddha, not Sadhak Siddha. And he is certainly the maid servant of Srimati Radhika. He had done one of his turn off. So you know about him, Srila Prabhupada. How he gave, established a preaching center at Mayapur, how he collected so many devotees, and he started a mission, Gaudiya mission, or Gaudiya Math, from Mayapur, Akar Math, Raj Chaitanya. He introduced Ramanuj, the Danda Sanyas. He took himself. Because of that time, Babaji's all luxurious, very, what, like nonsense, engaged in lust and everything. Yes. So Prabhupada changed the mood, because all learning person, qualified person, they used to know that Gaudiya Mahaprabhu
followers
are stupid nonsense, very lust. So he established Akar Math, Raj Chaitanya Math. He established in nine islands of Navadvip one center. And then he went to Calcutta against the order of his Gurudev and established there preaching center. And he published so many books, all Acharya's books, Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbadi, Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya, Charitamrita, all the books in the guidance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Otherwise, all the books have been gone, ruined. So, he is the main root of preaching in all the world. He gave initiation to our Gurudev. And he told them, alone he can manage all these things. And really he was so qualified, our Gurudev.
Vinod can take care of everything.
Vinod will
take care of everything.
Of all muds and manage everything. So he also, in India, he preached his mission everywhere, in all pilgrim places, in all important places of India, and even he sent messenger like Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Pan Maharaj,
Bhakti Vridayajan Maharaj,
and also Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj,
Bhakti
Tirtha. First he sent
Bhakti Tirtha.
They preached the mission in limited. But Swamiji, he preached his mission unlimited. Why? They used to preach to very high persons like Governor General of India and in England, the
royal
families. They never mixed with ordinary. And Swamiji boycotted them. And he mixed with
hippies
and general persons, very simple persons, low class of persons, like Nityananda Prabhu. So he mixed from there. And he began to preach. And all used to come join. But to whom Ban Maharaj and others had preached, none joined the monk. But he did miracle by the mercy of his Gurudev. So it is all the glory of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. I also know Gaur Govinda Maharaj. Perhaps he went, he was searching Gurudev, and it is told that he came first to Keshavji Gaudiya Math. But at that time I was not there. And then he came to Vrindavan. And luckily he met two Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And at once he was attracted, and he accepted him like Guru, and he knew that he is very qualified. He was very qualified person. He went to Bhavaneswar by the order of his Gurudev, established a preaching center. Where snakes and other used to be there. He was very bold, very, very bold. He never cared for anything. He cared only for bhakti, pure bhakti, and pure devotees. He was the same in Siddhant with me. He used to collect my all books and used to read them very carefully. Whenever new books used to come from me, and he used to collect and read. He liked, and also had so much affection. And once he met me at the time of departure of Srila Prabhupada, but at that time the prominent his sister, Tamal Krishna Bhavananda and all others, that he had no chance to meet me personally. But after that he met in Puri with me.
1995.
And he was very much pleased then. So I know him. He never cared for anyone. He boldly told that Prabhupada has not written that the jivas has come from Guru Vrindavan.
Fallen from Vaikunth.
He has clearly declared. Never cared for all ISKCON. So all ISKCON leaders became
upset
against him.
Not only that, he was so sweet speaker of Bhagavatam, sweet pastimes of Krishna, Mahaprabhu, that all used to attract with his classes. So all senior devotees or Swamiji began to attract to him and to go to him. Like Siksha Guru, like Diksha, Harinam, initiation. So they became very worried, ISKCON leaders. And they banned his speaking. They banned on going to Malaysia,
France, Italy, Spain, Portugal.
But all used to come to him. In the end, he was banned to speak anything in Mayapur. Then he departed from this world. They wanted to control him. Why? Because if he was speaking, all will hear him and all will be in his guidance. So all there. I know that his disciples are so much here, they know this fact. And in Mayapur, he becomes so much
oppressed.
That he thought that I should not be in them. My bhakti will suffer. And he left their success. They never realized his motive, pure bhakti. They never tell to do bhajana for Radhika. Never. They don't know what is Madhur Ras. And he used to explain all this as I do. So, where there is sweetness and all kinds of Siddhant, all be attracted. So, he attracted all. So, I think it will be better that some devotees will glorify first to go to the Maharaj. I know that Prabhu,
Jagadish Prabhu.
Oh, he has served him. And he has also, he has on his back some
stickers.
Of his stick. So he used to chastise his disciples and to give benediction by mercy by stick, like Abhiram Thakur. But all attracted event.
Gokul also.
Gokul. Where is Gokul? Have you taken his stick? Never.
Many times.
Many.
Mathurana?
Where is Mathurana? You know him? Have you eaten his stick?
Making very funny noise on his
head.
Abhiram Thakur used to do like this. So, first Jagadish Prabhu should glorify him. How he was bold and how he did preaching. Gokul can speak something? Very good.
Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasaya Purve Srimad Gokul Binda Swami Namare Namo Vishnu Paraya Krishna Purve Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami.
Oh, where you are going?
Garam to hawa dhare.
Or singer.
Singer, Krishna Prayami.
Oh, you should be here. You will have to sing something. Sing.
So today is the blessed appearance day of Jagat Guru Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Srila Prabhupada tomorrow. Today we're celebrating it, and also the disappearance day of my beloved Guru Day.
You should observe tomorrow. But today I'm going Brishman, so I want that I should glorify and also. But you should observe tomorrow for Srila Prabhupada and Guru Govinda.
So I'll just tell a little bit about my blessed Guru Day for those people who don't know so much about him. My Guru Day appeared in a village in Orissa called Jagannathpur. He appeared in 1929, the 2nd of September.
Especially, prominently, you should tell his teachings.
Yes.
Very briefly.
Briefly, a little bit. So, he was born a week after Jamastami.
Because we cannot remember what you told, his village name, his wife name, his children's name. We cannot remember.
Passport number.
Passport number. We
But I remember his beatings. So he appeared in the Vaishnav family. That Vaishnav family was famous in Orissa for doing kirtan since the time of Shyamananda Prabhu. As a boy, he would recite Bhagavatam in Oriya, written on palm leaf. At that time, they had no electricity. And he would spend his time making garlands for Gopal, doing 24-hour kirtans with his uncle, and learning all Vaishnav songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Actually, when he was born, an astrologer did his chart and told that this boy has come from Nitya Dham, and he will be a very shining sadhu, and he will preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu around the world to help the fallen conditioned souls. So he led a very pure lifestyle, and he was a teacher by training. He was in the same school as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but later on he left household life, and he went in search of a guru who could give him all the things that he was reading about. So he left home, and he finally ended up in Vrindavan, and he saw a signboard, and he saw Mahaprabhu and Krishna, and he saw the Maha Mantra, and he thought, this is what I've always wanted, Mahaprabhu and Krishna's teaching. So he went in there, and he met Srila Prabhupada, and the first thing Srila Prabhupada said to him was, have you taken sannyas? And he said, no. He says, I will give you sannyas. So my Guru Maharaj said, immediately, I fully surrendered to him. So in 1974, on Ram Navami, he accepted the renounced order of life. And some of Srila Prabhupada's prominent disciples were complaining that, oh, he's new. You know, why are you giving him? He says, no, you are new. He is Vaishnava from birth. So then Srila Prabhupada told him that you should start a center in Jagannathpuri down in Bhubaneswar. And so he stayed there in many difficulties. And a temple came up because it was a wish of his divine master, Srila Prabhupada. So his preaching was that Bhagavatam is all in all. And He was saying that in this world there is nothing lacking in this world, but only Krishna consciousness. He used to have three sets of books, and they were like his computer. And he could find any verse in those books, even when he would read the verse of the Bhagavad Gita, it was from his notes. And how Srila Prabhupada had wrote only one sloka in the Bhagavad Gita. He had the whole sloka in there and where it was from. And he gives such information about it that we became intoxicated. He would say, Harikata is like Hari Madhuri, intoxicating liquor. Many things in his life were very strict. Like one time, the family members wanted to go to see opera. And he said, you may go, but you can never come back in the house again. So he was very strict in his household life. All his children had to rise early in the morning and attend Mangalati. He had seven children. Then they'd hear the Bhagavatam. Then they'd have to chant, you know, do Tulsiyadi. And he was very strict in his life. He would only eat once a day. And he wouldn't eat until he's done all his transcribing of the Bhagavatam, chanted all his rounds. So sometimes he wouldn't sleep till 1:30 in the morning. And the same thing that we heard from our Gurudev about Jiva Tattva, Guru Tattva, Nam Tattva, we're hearing from Gurudev. And as Gurudev said, his preaching was very bold. I remember one time he was saying that on Nam Tattva they're wrong, on Jiva Tattva they're wrong, on Gura Tattva they're wrong. He said, on Guru Tattva, he says, it's unbearable on our part. He says, you know, we should boldly preach the truth. So he was a bold preacher. And even on Jiva Tattva, they were voting, showing their hands. And he said, what is this? Voting on Siddhanta, I cannot tolerate. So, many times he would give class and they would ask questions, but they'd have to remain numb when he'd answer, quoting many slokas. He would say, unless you can quote a sloka, you're a cheater, and no one will listen to you. And he'd just say, well, he is a cheater. He's not quoting Siddhanta. So we were all attracted because of his purity and because of his simplicity. We hear from Gurudev how loving the Guru is. And I remember while I was there, one disciple, he left the ashram. And that day, Gurudev, he cried. And he could not take prasadam. He was very unhappy. So he was so loving to all the disciples. At the airport, when many people would travel with him, he would not only count his bag, he'd count everyone's bag and make sure everyone had prasadam. So we learn also love and affection from him, which is one thing to preach, but to have that personality to go with what the scripture says is something different. And we also hear that Guru and Krishna, they're beyond birth and death. They're not forced to take birth. They come here because of their own accord. And their bodies are not fat or skinny or blue eyes or black eyes. They're actually very beautiful spiritual form. And it's said that unless one has transcendental vision, he cannot see the form of the Guru or Krishna. And when one is blessed by the Guru, he can see how the mercy, potency of the Lord is going through his body. So I know there's many people speaking today, so I'll take a break. Hare Krishna.
So today's most auspicious day in the Griha Titi of my beloved spiritual master, of Shapan Shilagoda Govinda Swami Maharaj. His separation is a very hard thing to bear. And separation from his Harikata, I was reading an article that it was actually an offering that Srupada Ranjimaraj had spoken on his appearance day last year. And in there he was was recounting so many nice points from my Guru Maharaj's katha just recently, and I was realizing that the, I don't know if this is a selfish thing, Gurudev, but I miss my Guru Maharaj, but I miss his katha more. He started a revolution.
Why you not keep?
He started a revolution. He did this by speaking very boldly, Hari Katha. And everything was contained in there. I was just remembering the last tour in Bali, he was there for 7 days, and he spoke for 36 hours on Hari Katha. So his Hari Katha was very, very structured. He would begin by explaining very basic topics that we were not even human beings. We were dhupadipasu. We were animals. And we were not at all qualified to hear Hari Katha, his Hari Katha. And in this way, he would grind our egos into small powder first. And after about 1 hour of grinding, then he would say, so then the topic comes. And then he would enter into topics of bhakti, and very sweet, and with so much. He would, as Gurudev often says to us, come with me to Vrindavan. My Guru Maharaj would take us to Jagannath Puri with Mahaprabhu. And in his katha, we would see in our hearts all of that lila. So, he travelled here and there, and one of the things that Arani Maharaj was saying in his article that really is one with my heart is that he extracted everything. He was like a magnet for everything good in ISKCON, in the work that Srila Swami Maharaj has done. When I look around me, I see, I'm never missing him because I'm seeing his mercy everywhere here. He's poured buckets of mercy. Bhakti Sa Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, they've all come from his mercy. And Gurudev has gone around and collected these things up. I remember I was with Gurudev in Los Angeles in 1996. One of my godbrothers rang me. His name was Vaishnavananda at that time. He's now Radhakanta. And he said to me, Prabhu, are you there with Srila Narayan Maharaj? And I said, yes, Prabhu. And he said, oh, I'm thinking of inviting him to my house. Do you think Guru Maharaj would mind? I said, no, I think this is probably a good idea. I think you should invite Srila Narayan Maharaj and all his followers and treat them very nicely. So Gurudev went there, and I was remembering at that time Gurudev was, our Gurudev, Srila Narayan Maharaj, was chanting sometimes in the kirtan, he would lead kirtan. In one particular kirtan, he was chanting very ecstatically. And my godbrother, Raghupanda Prabhu, he was playing Vridanga. And the mood was very high, and at the end, Gurudev went, quiet everybody down, and then he indicated Raghupanda Prabhu, he said, give pranam. And Raghupanda Prabhu said, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Prabhupada, Jai Haswatam, Sashishisha, Lagorgo, Chula, Bhaktivedanta, Narayan Goswami, Maharaj Ki. And Gurudev said, stop! He said, who is your Guru Maharaj? Who has given you everything? And he had to start his pranams again. So, I'm thinking that my Guru Maharaj, I didn't, the way he was giving us so much, but he gave us everything and put it in our hearts. He told us, don't try to understand what I'm saying. Take it through your ears and put it in your heart. But then,
slowly, slowly, by the mercy of our Shiksha Gurus, we will realize these things. And I see that those seeds that he's spread all around the world, even up until this festival, 8 years later, one devotee came from that had only met my Guru Maharaj on the first tour in 1991, and he came and took initiation.
Take care of your Danda.
So, he's preaching. One thing I have to beg excuse. Some people think that the disciples of Srila Gaudiya Maharaj are a little bit mad. But that's because our Guru Maharaj was quite mad.
I could not understand.
So that sometimes the devotees are thinking the followers of Srila Gaudiya Maharaj are mad.
But it's called devotee. Others not. Yes. Only this is called devotee.
So, Guru Maharaj would go into temples and he would say, oh, in Kali Yuga, pride is the measuring rod. You would say, I am the temple president. I am sannyasi. I am GBC. Yes, we know who you are. Dhamma Dapa Bhimanas Cha. You are demon. And he would preach very boldly like this. And, of course, everybody became upset because he was creating a revolution. And we were listening, so we also became mad like this, and we would go and preach like this. Because he told us, whatever I'm speaking, you repeat. So we just repeated it. So this is not our fault.
What he told?
Srila Gaudiya Maharaj, he was always saying, yeah, all that proud saying, I am the president, I am sannyasi,
so,
I am guru.
Also,
and he said, you should repeat what I say. So they would repeat what he said and get into trouble for this.
We didn't understand so much. I think many Vaishnavas don't understand. He was speaking so much. He was... He was speaking so much Vidaha Katha, so much separation Katha. And he would say things like, in Jagannath Puri, the highest waves of Mahaprabhu's Leela are there. And so we naturally thought, anybody would think, and we've seen also sannyasis, prominent members of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, they are thinking, separation is highest mood. But in the first tour, Brajmandal Parikram, Srila Tribhuvan Raj was speaking about the oneness of Radha Krishna and how this becomes the ultimate in separation. And then Gurudev took the mic and he spoke one, this was in Bhashan, and he spoke one class explaining that Radha Kund is the highest place because Radha Kund is a place of union. And immediately my eyes were opened and I could see that what my Guru Maharaj was speaking. I was remembering that in his village of Gadagiri, his uncles and brothers would sing Leela Kirtan, Vashanti Ras Kirtan, for 5 days preceding Ram Navami, between the Ram Navami and the Purnima. And in that Kirtan, Radha and Krishna would be in separation mood for 5 days, but at the end of that 5 days, there was a great mela, and there was a union of Radha and Krishna. And I'm speaking this because also when Guru Maharaj left, what was he speaking about? He was speaking how Krishna was in great separation from Srimati Radhika. I won't go through the pastimes narrated in the book Convention of Separation. And at the end of that pastime, Radhika was lying in death-like condition in Nirvan.
Somewhere.
And Krishna let down from his chariot.
He was serving him.
And he went to Srimati Radhika. And he also fainted and became stunned in the form of Lord Jagannath. And then Radhika's sakis went and whispered in her ear, Krishna has come. And when Srimati Radhika heard that, she awoke. And Krishna also came back to his sense. And there was eye-to-eye union. And at that point, my Guru Maharaj said, Krishna Nam.
And he left his world. So
he was also very strict. As Jagadish was saying, he used to beat us. But with so much love. But even to the point, I was just remembering one little thing that is significant. One day we came back to Bhubaneswar from travelling, and we were coming running to the temple, and Harikatha was going on. And I had no clean cloth because I'd been travelling. I had one clean chadar. So I put my chadar around myself, and I ran to the class, and I was recording the class. And after class, Guru Maharaj was walking out. And I was always standing in front holding the microphone. So everybody would stand beside Guru Maharaj, and then all of a sudden he stopped suddenly. So everybody stopped like that, and I wasn't really watching, so I kept walking. I was about four steps in front of everybody. And Guru Maharaj pointed with his cane, and he said, "What is that?" He lifted my cloth with his cane, and he said, "What is that?"
And I was
looking, what's happening? And he said, "Why have you put your cloth like that?" I said, "Gurudev, I had no cloth." And one of my godbrothers said, "Oh, he's a Chagi, Gurudev." And Gurudev said, and Gurumai said, "Yes, Guru Chagi." So this means one who's given up Guru. So he was always preaching very bold, and then he beat me with his cane. And so he was always very strict. No taking any compromise. If you were dying, he would chastise you if you complained about prasadam. I was dying one time. The devotees dragged me into the temple room. They said, "Gurudev, Gokul's going to die just now. We want to put him on a plane and send him to Australia." And Guru Maharaj just said, "Just die! Take Maha Prasadam. Hear Harikatha, chant Krishna Nam." There was no compromise. Sometimes you compromise, but very often, very, very, very rarely. So always the instruction was at the highest level. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva, 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 bakira nita. Only Harinam. Of all his Harikatha, when he preached about Nam Pram, then his mood would become most ecstatic. There was no yoga, no jnana, no anything else. One time, Jagadish asked, "Gurudev, can I do some little bit yoga in the morning because I want to stay brahmacharya or have some help?" "No, nothing. Only Harinam." So he was very strict on this point.
I heard that Nimai Pandit, his disciple, is here and he has served him, so I invite him to speak two words for his glorification.
He has written his Jivan Charita also.
Also he has written his Jivan Charita. Come forward. Where is he?
He's coming.
Thank you to come.
On that sort of intense subject matter, but 1996 February, Mayapur, Guru Maharaj chose to leave this world. Guru Maharaj took birth in 1929 in September. Not long after that, Guru Maharaj's mother took him as a young child to the family village called Galaguri, which This is a very famous place, and the family members of Guru Maharaj were great Kirtaniers, and his uncles were considered Kirtan gurus throughout the whole of Orissa. So there was one psychic astrologer there. He was a psychic, he was an astrologer. So Guru Maharaj's mother took him as a young, very young child, and said to the astrologer, "So what's my son's life? What is he going to do?" And the astrologer said, "This boy, he's full of devotion. He has come here with one mission, that is to deliver the fallen conditioned soul." And she was quite amazed to hear this. And she was not only there, but different family members, the elders of the village. But then so many of them heard it, not many of them are left, but many of them passed away, but still they heard it. And he also mapped out his life, what he would do. He said he would get government service, he would get married, he would have many children, but ultimately he would take on the mission that he was born to do. And that would be take sannyas and preach the mission of Mahaprabhu. So, and this was as a young child, so then, so this is quite an amazing thing. His mother was in raptures because this is my little boy. And he's a great baby, so what to do? So many years later, there were certain astrologers in Orissa that did Guru Maharaj's astrology charts, and there was one South Indian Brahmin, Bhadri Narayan. So Bhadri Narayan, he walked into the Bhubaneswar temple, which is really just a construction site, in about, it was 1978, 1979. And this South Indian Brahmin, he's trained. When you speak to him, he'll tell you how much Sanskrit he knows, and how many Shastras he studied, and he knows all the four Vedas, and tell you everything. So he said, "Yes, my family are very famous. My uncle is the most famous astrologer in Orissa. We're all trained in the four Vedas and Upanishads and reading palms, everything." So he said, "When I walked through that door, the gate of that construction site, and I saw Gauravinda Swami for the first time, he said, I could see the symptoms of a Mahabhagavata on his body." And he said, "And immediately I wanted to take shelter of this person, but," he said, "I couldn't because there was all these other gurus, and this the one who was the Mahabhagavata, who had the symptoms of Mahabhagavata, he wasn't a guru." So it left him somewhat perplexed. So then many years later, this South Indian Brahmin, his guru came up from South India, who is like the Acharya of the Sri Sampradaya. Jagat is kind of saying he has 20,000 disciples, but we stayed with him in his ashram in South India. Very humble person. Anyway, he's the Acharya of the mission of the Sri Sampradaya. So he came up to see Guru Maharaj to verify what the disciple had seen many years previous. And also, Guru Maharaj wanted to get all the information off this Acharya for sannyas. He wanted to compile all the information about sannyas that Ramananda Acharya had put together. So, and he goes under the name of Srila Acharya Dev. So Srila Acharya Dev came up to Bhubaneswar, and he met Guru Maharaj, and they spoke, etc., etc. And then when he went back to Sri Rangam, he said to the disciple, "Yeah, you're right. He's got all the symptoms of Mahabhagavata." So he thought that the ISKCON mission was very fortunate to have a Mahabhagavata in their midst, which is sort of our philosophy, that if you meet a sadhu, it's good for you. It's good for the conditioned soul, one would expect. So here we have one South Indian Brahmin, he verifies it. His guru comes, the Acharya of the mission of Sri Sampradaya, he verifies it. When Guru Maharaj is just a young child, not even a young child, very small, this famous astrologer comes and he maps out his whole life, which happened to fall into place all the way through. So one would expect that if someone has the symptoms of a Bhagavata and it's predicted from his practically birth what he would do, that it wouldn't be so difficult for those trained in Krishna consciousness, supposedly, and in the mission, to see it. But as history repeats itself, we'll see it was very difficult. But I won't get too involved in that. So then, many astrologers made predictions about Guru Maharaj. One said he was Bhaktivinoda Thakura coming again. One said he was Brihaspati, the spiritual master, the demigods come. But one said, and laughing, he said that this Gauravinda Swami, he, whoever you think he is, he has the benediction from Krishna. He can leave his body at will. So if he doesn't want to stay, he won't. And if he does, he will. Now in 1978, in Mayapur, when the Mayapur festival was going on, Guru Maharaj was emitting certain symptoms that aren't normal. And very not normal, actually. Really strange. People thought he was sick, they got exorcists, so many things. So, at that time, he went to a, and this was a South Indian Brahmin again, in Calcutta. They took him there, who was a, to see if he could do something for Gauravinda Swami's illness. And this South Indian Brahmin said, this is no illness. This is Mahabhav. He said, this is very advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. And he said, one of two things will happen. Krishna will take him, or he will stay and be a great preacher. One of two things. So many astrologers said many things. And even this street, South Indian Brahmin, his uncle, did a chart. Actually did a chart for Guru Maharaj, and he did a chart for, I think many of you may know, Laguni Prabhu. There are two charts, one for Laguni, one for Guru Maharaj. Both charts were pretty interesting. Very interesting, in fact. And so he did this chart, and the chart just said what everyone else had said about he's a sadhu, he's not a conditioned soul, he can deliver the fallen, etc., etc. So in the charts it said, they all agreed on the one point, that he would live at least 80, 85 years on this planet. Sounds incorrect, doesn't it? Because he lived in his 66th year. So they said 80 to 85 years minimum. And technically there was nothing really wrong with Guru Maharaj. Even though he couldn't walk, the doctors said he could walk. And after Guru Maharaj was walking with a stick, I remember Bhuvaneshwar, we were there, first time he walked, and it was Dina Bhadri, myself and Jagapati. Guru Maharaj had pain, and there was a devotee holding on each arm, and they were helping him walk around, and the doctor was saying, he can walk, he's all right, and Guru Maharaj saying, no, I'm not all right, I can't walk. So, what can you say? So, but the thing is, in Guru Maharaj was considered by the doctors, his heart was very strong, everything was very strong. He wasn't weak. He wasn't a weak sort of person. And if you look at Guru Maharaj's lifeline, you can see lifeline and the health in a person's hand. It was very, the line in his hand is as if someone had carved it in there, the lifeline. So my point is, here's a sadhu, so all the astrologers are saying, you're going to live this long.
Time is short.
So with such a strong lifeline, such a fit, even material, just on material level, such a fit person, such a bold, roared like a lion preacher, he leaves in his 66th year. And I don't want to elaborate on that, but just leave everyone thinking. Because it is, when he's born, this fellow is saying he's a sadhu. When he's old, this fellow is saying he's a sadhu. When he's middle life, they're saying he's a sadhu. The acharya from Sri Ranga comes up and says he's a sadhu. He's got symptoms of Mahabhagavata. Everyone outside can see it, but no one inside can see it. Even the Gaudiya Math temples around Puri could see it. They said, yeah, your guru is a real sadhu. So on this day, 1996, Guru's left this world disgusted, isn't it? Which was a very sad thing for the disciples. It's a very serious thing. And some disciples are still distressed and traumatized. I remember one of those was Gopal, actually, a couple of years later, he said, yeah, I'm still traumatized by that. You know, I'm still traumatized. So I'll stop here, and thank you very much.
Thank you. You should sing a song. Any song you like.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare.
I have touched the glory of Gaur Govinda Maharaj and especially Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I hope that tomorrow so many speakers will glorify them, especially Shyam Rani, Aranya Maharaj, Sar Maharaj, and all others. Also, Bhaktivedanta Aranya Maharaj can glorify Gaur Govinda Maharaj also, Prabhupada also.
Sajjan Maharaj.
Today, Sajjan Maharaj will speak something about Srila Prabhupada. Very two words. Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Oh, then sit down. You don't want. Oh, Devendranath. Two words.
Gurudev has said, requested, I say two words. I wish I could say two words. Hello, goodbye. But that won't make him happy. So, I feel very unqualified to speak about such a great personality of Srila Saraswati Thakur. It was his conception, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's conception to spread the Krishna conscious movement, and Bhaktivinoda and Srila Saraswati Thakur had the plans and the ideas how to do it. As Srila Gurudev said, he had many arms helping him, such as Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kisha Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Srila Maharaj, Bhakti Prabhupada Puri Maharaj, and so many others. I feel so unqualified to talk about such a great personality. I didn't meet him. All I did was hear about him from my Gurudev, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I remember once in Los Angeles, I think it was 1973, and it was this day, Vyasa Puja of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, and they made a very big Vyasasan. It was like 7 feet high, and Srila Prabhupada was doing the arti to his Gurudev, and he sat down on the Vyasasan, and he started to speak. And many times I would see Srila Prabhupada with tears in his eye, but this time he started to speak, and he was so choked up, the famous tape, he was so choked up over it, he said, "It's your time." And not only was he crying, but he was crying loudly, and we had to give a handkerchief to wipe his tears. He was so moved. And whenever we would pray Srila Prabhupada for what he was doing, Jai Prabhupada, he would say, "It is the mercy of my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur." He would never take the praise for himself. And I think some of you spoke about the appearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur. He was born in 1874 in Jagannath Puri. And when he was born, it was a very auspicious time. The umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck like a Brahmin thread. He had all the marks of a great Mahapurush. And 3 days later, the Jagannath cart stopped in front of his house and wouldn't move for 3 days. The flower garden fell on him, and so it was known as a great special personality. At the age of 7 years old, he knew the Bhagavad Gita by heart, everything. And from that age, he'd always travel with his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he'd always be hearing the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Prabhupada, or Srila Prabhupada used to say that one main thing that his guru they did, he defeated the Sahajiyas, the, I think, 13 types, Apasadanta, Apasampradaya, and he boldly established the proper Siddhanta. He was called the Sima Guru, the Lion Guru. People were afraid to even walk on the same side of the street as when he walked. So, the conception of Guru is not really a mental one, but one of the heart. And it is the Upadeshavali, he writes, number 7, that better be a beast or a bird or an animal than being deceitful. And if we take shelter of deceit, then we can never be a proper Vaishnava. Very deep. So I think in our own lives, in our own heart, we have to be introspective and dive very deep and see where we stand in that position to really chant the holy name. I think everything is based on relationships in this world. If someone down the street came and said, oh, can you give me $1,000? I'm not going to do it. But if someone here asked for some money, we would try to see if we could help that person. It's based one of love, one of affection. And really, our sampradaya is based on love. If you just imagine Bhaktisattva Saraswati sitting and these great personalities, like Bhakti Baba, Rakshatriya Maharaj, Bhakti Prabhupada, Kishan Maharaj, all with them sitting, like we sit with Gurudev, just a mindset, just to think how. So for us to be here, I think it's just causeless mercy of Bhaktisattva Saraswati and our acharyas. And the same strength that his arms, his dear disciples had for himself, if we can imbibe a little bit of that greatness for Srila Gurudev, because it's a funny thing about time. Time is cyclic. It goes in cycles. And what we're ready for, somehow we're getting. We're, you know, just the way it is. And as I was saying, things are based on love and affection. And what I heard about Saraswati Thakur, he was so affectionate and so loving for his disciples that it was displayed in their character. So there's a lot to say, but it's beyond imagination, the strength and the preaching that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established. He put the saffron cloth, he established the different names of the sannyasis. Yeah. He had one, he changed the Vaishnava calendar, I think it was called the Navadvip Panchika, that he correlated all into Vishnu names. He made it so everything relating to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A few days after this appearance of his Gurudev, he was so distraught with pain in his heart about his Guru leaving, and he remembered the deep meaning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the real pain in this world, the real pain, is separation from a Vaishnava. And he was feeling pain one night, and then he took rest. And during the night, in a vision, not even a dream, in a vision, the Panchatattva appeared to him, Jagannathas Babaji Maharaj appeared to him, Narottam Das Thakur, the whole Guru Varga appeared to him and said, do not worry, that you have the backing, we are all with you. You will be successful. And different people took his instructions, and they all did what they can do. We hear the story of our Prabhupada, who took his instructions very deeply and went to the West. And as I mentioned, when people would praise Prabhupada, what he did, they'd always give praise back to his Guru. Gurudev mentioned a point before how he disobeyed his Guru. I think that incident was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't go to Calcutta. It is a Bhagavad Bobby, excuse me. He said, don't go to Calcutta.
Calcutta Kali Rajya. The
kingdom of Kali.
It's a seat of Kali. The kingdom of Kali. Don't go there.
Kali,
but what is the first thing he did? He ran there and started with the Bhagavazar. He ran there. So you think very deeply. Didn't he disobey his guru? No. He actually obeyed his guru more than disobeying. It was actually how the Gaudiya Math, how the preaching started around the world from that episode. So it was a very, very deep understanding that we can't artificially pretend that we can follow, but his caliber of understanding was so deep. At a very young age, he can defeat any adult. And when he was going to school, maybe he was 7 years old, 11 years old, he never did his schoolwork. He would just rather read the teachings of Narottam Das Thakur. But he got all A-plus grades. The teachers were amazed how he did study, but he got all the best class marks. When he was about two or three, his father, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they brought some fresh mangoes. Was the story told about the mangoes? No. Okay.
I could not understand.
The mango story.
The mango story?
This is not
what?
That he took mango in the
Yoma. Don't touch it. Not touching it.
Okay, forget that story. Scratch that one right out. So, as I was saying, that everything is based on love and affection. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati actually wanted preaching in the West so much. And Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, carried that out to his deepest of his possibilities and brought the high conception of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati to the Western countries. On the deathbed of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was passing away, and I think he called Bhakti Prabhu Maharaj to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pat, and then he called Bhakti Bhaktivedanta Maharaj to finish the singing. Bhakti Rakshat Sridhar Maharaj composed a very beautiful song called Sri Prabhupada Padma Stavali. And the Sanskrit, the caliber of the Sanskrit is so exquisite, how it's in perfect Sanskrit composure, that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was so pleased with it. And Srila Prabhupada, actually wanted that in all the ISKCON temples, but it never happened. Like a lot of things never happened. So that was his heart's desire. And I just wanted to say one point. I'm sure Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj, if I may, just one something.
What time is over?
One point about Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj.
Okay. Since today corresponds with his appearance today of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, that Gaurgovinda Maharaj was such a unique personality, and I had the fortune of spending some time with him. And if you're in the front row, you have to be very careful. And if he would get going, he would single someone out and say, and change, get some thinking, and then say, what, you're hot consciousness? Tomorrow bring your chopper, right? We'll chop your head off. And so he was speaking one time, so nice, strong, boldly. And afterwards, I was so moved. I went to him and I said, oh, you speak so much, so strongly, like Srila Prabhupada. He said, I'm just a pipe. I'm just a pipe to bring that, to bring the same message. And I said, well, if you're the pipe, then I'm the drain. And he liked that. Anyways.
As you've heard, that Srila Prabhupada was burned as a son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Jagannath Puri. How he has so many symptoms of Yogya Pavita and Dwadashanga Tila. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, when he was a baby of 5-6 months, Bhakti Vinod Thakur was waiting to give him
Anna Prasad, and at very time,
Rath Jatra came, and Jagannath Dev especially, he stopped his chariot there for 3 days. He was waiting something, and when Bhakti Vinod Thakur took this baby on the chariot, garland came out from him, his neck, and it was given to boy, and something sweet rice, which was offered to Jagannath Dev, was given to him,
and all pandas, all were
giving blessings
to him. You know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the age of 5 years.
The chariot start again.
And then Rath, automatically it began to
move.
Bhaktivinoda in his age of 5 or before that, he gave him Harinam and also the Archan Paddhati of Kurumadev, what was received from anywhere, Ram Bhavan. And he wanted that he should be very qualified. He sent him in his Sanskrit school, and in very few days he became very famous. He became very high class of astrologer. Even the governor of Bengal, he kept the chair of astrologer in his college for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But he told, I have not come to count the star of the sky and the dust of this earth. I have not come for that. I have come to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Anyhow, the school that gave the whole Bengal Association of Learned Sanskrit Scholar gave him the title of Siddhanta Saraswati for astrology. And he was a very great astrologer. He started Panjika, Navadvip Panjika also that he took. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent him to Kasim Bazar to teach the son of Kasim Bazar king. And he began to teach that boy, like Narad to Prahlad. And very soon he was detached from worldly things. And he began to be like a sadhu, Prahlad Maharaj. Then his mother striked, and he told that, I will die taking poison. You should take my boy from the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Otherwise I will. I have only one son. And I see that very soon he will be detached from worldly things. Then the king told him, I will give you full pay, but you will have to go. Prabhupada told, I have not come to take your salary. And in the meantime, 1 year or half month, 6 months, he read all the books from Vedas to Upanishad, Puran, Srimad Bhagavat, all the commentaries of Srimad Bhagavat, Vedanta, and all things there. He was an involved philosopher, and knowing all these things, he was also a liberated soul. But he played a role of sadhak. He read all these things. And then he returned back. And now Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him the charge of Mayapur Dham, to make it very high class of preaching center. Our Guru Maharaj used to tell that Shankaracharya, Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami Nimbari, they took the help of very big kings, very wealthy kings, and by the power of soul, they preach their missions.
By force they use.
Especially Shankar. And also Ramanuj has so many disciples like that. Very wealthy persons. They help them. But Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, only by the help of brahmachari,
young boy,
and tell them, take a box, give them box. And you should go to door, and only one pice, two pice, three pice you should collect. Not more than that. Even they are giving, you should know. And tell the mission of my school. And preach them bhakti. And try to convince that they should chant the name. And give up meat and eggs and everything. Then he did all these things, Srila Prabhupada. And in a couple of years, he preached his mission in whole India. As I told that, he sent also Tirtha Maharaj.
Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj.
Ban Maharaj. Then Bhakti
Saranga
Goswami and others. And he tried to preach. And in the last, he sent Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj to preach. He started praise and used to tell that praise is mridanga. Brihat mridanga. He gave sannyas to very young and energetic brahmacharis. He started Brajmandal Gaurmandal Parikrama. And in India, especially in Calcutta, started a preaching center, and from there he used to preach in whole world, especially in whole India. You know, very high class of devotees, like Vaikhanas Maharaj, Shauti Maharaj, Kunjapat Nemi Maharaj, Kunjapat Siddhar Maharaj, our Gurudev, Madhava Maharaj, so many high class of Sanskrit knowing, very pandit, very expert in all siddhanta, and very soon he is all over India. I think you should glorify tomorrow, and thus our mission here and classes will end tomorrow perhaps. Tomorrow or day after?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And I am going in early morning to Brisbane, and from there I will go to Malaysia, and there from I will go to India. And we will celebrate Gaur Mandal Parikrama in Vrindavan. Gaur Pramana. Ready for drama play. One Kirtan, Krishna Das.
Hare Krishna. Dr. Frank Scott, can you please stand up?
Sundarananda Brahma
Prabhu.
Prabhu ki jai. Sundarananda. Krishna himself Sundarananda.
Stephen Charles Lege. Where is Stephen?
What name?
Is he here?
Shyam Krishna.
Shyam Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
Siksha received today Murli Manohan Das.
Murli Manohan Das Prabhu ki jai.
Aripriya Devi Dasi from Brisbane receiving Siksha today.
What name?
Haripriya.
Haripriya Dasi ki jai.
Go,
very soon. Very soon you should...